January 10th is a day of ultimate transformation in my life. You have a day on the calendar, every person. You have a day on the calendar, a few days on the calendar, that are the most transformative days of the year for you. The most auspicious for this, the most auspicious for that. This is not magic, this is not hocus pocus. This is how life works, how life in this universe works, in a patterned, predictable way. It's not chaos in any way. I'll prove it to you when I die on January 10th or 11th. You'll remember. The rest of the year, if you care about me, you can relax. Those days get nervous. But your life is exactly the same. If you observed the patterns in your own life closely, you too would know what day you're going to die. Who knows? Maybe if I get smarter and observe a little more closely, I could even predict the year. But so far, I have no clue. And it was 27 years ago today, in the morning of January 10th, that everything exploded. For me. When the mystic crashed in to my life, knocked me on my ass. It seems like hundreds of years ago, but it was only 27 years ago. One second, everything was, it was around 10:30 in the morning, so let's call it 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, everything was like it had always been, and at 10:01, it was a whole different universe. Everything came crashing down. Everything exploded, so to speak. Everything got turned inside out, upside down. Everything became questionable. Why did this happen? I know why. Because at 10 o'clock, in that minute before this explosion, in that moment, like never before, quite unintentionally, I relaxed like never before in my life. I relaxed 100%. And if you relax 100%, something along the same lines will happen to you. It's inevitable. I relaxed because I had nothing to do for the next 6 months. The mind needs something to latch on to really relax. I had been going through all kinds of strange experiences, which later I came to realize were spiritual, quote-unquote, spiritual experiences. And you may believe me, you may not believe me, but I can tell you it's absolutely God's truth that I had not slept in 60 days. I had slept a grand total, if you count the minutes together, a grand total of 5 hours and 60 days. Spiritual energy does strange things to the body and the mind. So after 60 days, well, after about 45 days of not sleeping, my friends at work began to notice something might be wrong. I was sheet white.